The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back to the Rookie and the Vet podcast. I'm your rookie, Dante Furco, here with your vet, Darren Leeds. We're getting into the summer months, you know, high school sports wrapping up like we talked about last week. Everything Illinois is basically over with. We're in a dull period, but with that being said, football's just around the corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here to talk a little bit about some new faces joining Illinois.
Yeah, and they should be reporting to campus, I think, soon. Probably in the next week or so, I believe.
Yeah, I think. It depends. I'm not sure when the practices begin.
But definitely a lot of buzz around Illini football this year. A lot of top draft picks taken in this wrapped up NFL draft season. And
a little bit of the schedule being released with timing, at least.
And Brett Bielema's building something here. So I'm excited to see, you know, what this season holds. Some great matchups from that schedule coming out. You know, we got Penn State.
Penn State's a big one.
At home with that big noon
kickoff.
Fox College football kickoff. Got Nebraska at home. Wisconsin's at home. Those are kind of the notable ones, I feel like, that stuck out to me.
I know Minnesota's on the road.
Purdue's on the road. Maryland on the road.
Yep, that's a Friday night game, I think, too. And then you have Toledo to open up the season.
Yeah.
That's a D1AA. But it's a good schedule, and I'm excited to see, get some football back in action.
Before we get any closer, just based on that, you got a prediction for wins, losses, right, just off the bat?
I mean, it's tough. Penn State's a really tough team.
Yeah.
That's a matchup I'm not sure if they'll farewell in.
Purdue was in the Big Ten championship game last year. Yeah. Do you think they repeat again this year, or do you think that was kind of just luck of the draw for them this last season?
It's tough. I mean, they're losing Aiden O'Connell, their quarterback, who, I mean, he's kind of been their whole, not their whole team, but a face of their team for a few years now. But they do have Maccabee at running back, who's really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Ryan Walters from Illinois, go and take over that program. They're in good shape. They got a lot of transfers this year. I forget, they brought in a quarterback, a transfer quarterback. I'm blanking on who it was, but I remember him being pretty good. But then also, Iowa is a team that I think is going to be a lot better offensively this year because they're landing Michigan's quarterback, McNamara. Yes, because McCarthy was the starting quarterback. McNamara was the backup quarterback.
My mind automatically went to Michigan State for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. But yeah, they got Michigan's old guy.
Yep. So, I mean, it's going to be a very tough and competitive conference division. But I think Illinois has they have a good lineup of schedule. They should be able to take down Toledo. Should be able to take down Kansas. Penn State's going to be tough. Wisconsin's a better team this year. Minnesota's losing their starting quarterback. Not sure how great they'll be, but they still have, you know, a lot of offensive firepower. But they'll be good. I mean, this Illinois team could definitely put themselves right up there again for a title in terms of their Big Ten West.
All right. You heard it here first. That's Dante's prediction.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see. I think it'll be a good season.
And I think what I will say is in terms of at quarterback, well, no, I don't. I think Luke Altmyer and Tommy DeVito are very, in terms of their level of play.
I feel like Altmyer's a little bit of a step up.
What I would say is Altmyer, I think he definitely has better potential. But right now, I think he's pretty level with DeVito. But then again, he didn't get much action at Ole Miss.
Right.
So we don't know what he could be. But, I mean, he's had a whole offseason to, kind of work with his wide receivers and see what happens with him. But then again, did he even win the starting quarterback position yet? Who knows?
Yeah.
Yes, probably. But we'll have to wait and see with him.
All right. And speaking of wide receivers,
yep.
We got this new rookie coming in, Malik Elzey. Talk to me about this guy. You said you're pretty excited about him.
Oh,
4-star
yeah.
recruit.
All Illinois fans should be excited about him. He's really good. I mean, he was a guy who came in from – so he committed to Cincinnati. He's from the Chicago area. Decommitted during the middle of this season because maybe he saw Illinois was pretty good for once. Hasn't had that great of a start. I know they started, I think, 7-1. Hadn't had that great of a start in a while. And I think maybe he thought, okay, I could stay home, go play for a school that's just as competitive as Cincinnati and in a Power 5 conference.
Yep.
And he said, let's get to work. And I remember seeing him at, I think it was the Purdue game, too.
Okay.
It was either Purdue or Michigan State I saw him. Seemed like a fun guy. He was talking with all the other recruits, and then some cameras would get near him, and he'd, like, make faces and stuff, and he's just, like, having a good time. So I think he seems excited to be here. I know he's at the spring game as well. Didn't play in it, but he's there with his family. So he's an Illinois guy, born and raised, I believe. And
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, and he's somebody that's really good. You add I don't know how much play he'll get his freshman year. Probably, honestly, a good amount, if I had to guess, because of some of the guys that left last year. But they still have Isaiah Williams, Pat Bryan, and Casey Washington, who will be their main three for now. But Elzey's somebody who we might be talking about. I don't want to say in that Devin Witherspoon conversation where he's that high of a draft pick because wide receivers don't go that high as much, but he's a guy that has, like, first three-round potentials in a couple years.
Yeah.
So he's someone to definitely be excited about at the wide receiver position anyway.
Yeah, so hopefully Luke Altmaier's looking to build something with him at least this year, maybe kind of look for him in the passing game. I mean, as you said, yeah, they've got those vets coming back as well. But definitely, I'm kind of excited seeing this guy. I mean, 4-star recruit, that's saying something right there. Wish we could get a look at just kind of what he's got for speed, hands and everything. But, I mean, I think the 4-star ranking kind
of
gives its own testament to what his abilities are.
And he's a pretty big guy. Not too tall, but he's not too short. He's probably about 6'2", maybe-ish. And he does have good hands. He's a really good route runner. I remember Brett Bielema was showing us video. They do this thing on National Signing Day, and they kind of showcase their players on tape for the media and stuff. And the videos he was showing, he's electric off the line of scrimmage, just able to just one moss people, as they would say, just jumping over them and catching the ball. He's just a great route runner, too, for his size. And, yeah, be electric.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to that. All right, moving on.
You had another wide receiver.
Yes.
Colin Dixon.
Colin Dixon. All right. And this guy, I mean, looking at his just high school resume.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's what also has me excited. I think this wide receiver room is really going to be something for Illinois here in the next couple of seasons. But as a junior, 69 catches for 1,400 yards, 18 touchdowns. And then his senior year, he went out and did better, 88 receptions, almost 1,500 yards, and then tacked on an extra touchdown, so 19 on the season. This guy, I mean, I really think this is going to be something right here. I know once Luke Altmaier's done, quarterback conversation comes back in, but I think Dixon can make himself the number one wide receiver at Illinois in just a year or two here.
And right alongside Elzey, both similar size at the 6'2", that's what Dixon is, 205 pounds. He had a bunch of offers, so he was clearly, he's not that, you know, there were a lot of Illinois wide receivers in recent years who, you know, they've kind of taken him out of the rust and not too many big Power 5 offers. But this guy, I mean, he had Kentucky, Northwestern, Pittsburgh, Purdue, Wisconsin. Like, people in the Big Ten wanted him. And Illinois was able to steal him away. He's good. He's a great guy, like I said, with Elzey off the line of scrimmage, where he's able to just dominate you. But, I mean, the stats you kind of talked about, imagine having that as a high school quarterback in a town in Ohio, just being able to throw to a guy like that, where you know if you're throwing it, 95% of the time he's going to catch it.
Right.
Possibly take it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully he keeps that going into Illinois. We'll see how much playing time he gets in his first year. Just because, like I said, that wide receiver room is a little I think there's room to move up, but yeah, with Williams, Bryant, and
injuries
Washington,
happen, so maybe a chance to kind of step into a starting role depending on what happens throughout the season. But
definitely has a potential to develop into something special for Illinois.
Yeah, definitely. I think the next couple years, wide receiver
they're
duo
set
there.
And there's more coming.
Yeah, looks solid. Very solid.
Of course.
So, all right. Looking forward to him. All right, now we're going to move over to defensive side of the ball, and we got Demetrius Hill, Florida International.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're pretty high on this guy, too. Tell me why.
Demetrius is good. He's got, I mean, he's not afraid to tackle in the open field, which is huge for defensive backs. I mean, if you can't tackle in the open field, and in terms of, I'll break down that a little bit, basically one-on-one tackling, where if there's nobody else, kind of like with the line of scrimmage, you have like four different guys tackling
sure
at the same time. But open field tackling as a defensive back is huge. And if you can't be doing that, you can't play at a college or professional level. So he's great on that. He had 95 tackles in his last season, one sack, three forced fumbles. He's good. I mean, anybody from Florida that comes to Illinois in terms of defensive backs, you just know they're going to be special when you look at guys like Witherspoon. And there's just – Illinois loves to recruit guys from Florida.
Yeah.
So – and they've panned out over recent years. So you add Demetrius Hill onto that list. And, I mean, anybody wanting to come to Illinois to be a defensive back, you're in the right position because Illinois is producing defensive backs in the draft and beyond.
I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but there was that statistic since – or in the last 2 years, Illinois has had the mm-hmm most defensive backs taken in the top 100 picks of the NFL draft. Would you say Illinois could almost be labeled as DBU?
Could be.
Okay.
It's so tough because, I mean, there's those schools like Bama that
yeah
realistically they're pumping out like four defensive backs a year, just not always in the first couple rounds.
Sure.
But, I mean, right now they are truly creating a name for themselves in the defensive backfield with putting Kirby Joseph out there and putting Witherspoon and Brown and Quan Martin, like you name it. Like they are really putting themselves on the map. They can keep it going with Aaron Henry, the new defensive coordinator. That's why wouldn't you want to go play for Illinois? And then, hey, maybe you kind of do get that label as the defensive back, you.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, do you think just the success of some of these guys in the last couple of years that you just mentioned, like Kirby Joseph, Devin Witherspoon, Quan Martin, kind of helps with the recruiting process to get guys like, hey, he went number five last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can go play and maybe develop something with the coaching staff there. And maybe, hey, I get in that top 10 selection when it's my time to go
yeah
to the league.
I think yes, but no. I think if you're a high-end guy, you're going to overlook Illinois. But if you're kind of that fringe, like, hey, I can be, how do I say this? I could go sit a couple years at a big school like Alabama or whatever, or I can go really develop at Illinois. Like, that's the place to go. But, I mean, if you're a big-name defensive back, it's hard to, you know, choose Illinois over one of these big-name schools that, you know, you're going to be playing in those big-time games every year.
Right.
For a guarantee. I don't know.
Maybe stuff. Playing time a little bit sooner than you would get at an Alabama or, you know, an LSU kind of school like that.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I've never been recruited for football. Sure. Or, like, honestly, like that, where to go through those kind of decisions in terms of, do I want to go play on the highest level, or do I want to truly develop at a school like Illinois? I mean, you're still playing at a high level at Illinois, don't get me wrong. But, like I was saying, like kind of with that fringe, if it's Illinois or a little bit higher, you're going to go to a school that has developed their defensive backs and have a record with it.
Yeah. All right. Move on.
Another defensive back.
Yeah. Sabur Kareem out of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Another four-star guy.
Yep.
So it looks like he's got a number of offers that he turned down.
One of them being Syracuse.
Yeah. Boston College, Duke, Louisville, Maryland, Michigan State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, West Virginia, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. People wanted this guy. And he definitely seems to have a pretty good resume. Definitely looks like he can become special. And it looks like he's got that versatility. He can go corner or he can play safety.
Yep. So, and that's huge.
Yeah.
That was a big thing with Kwan, is like, while he played the safety-ish position more, he could easily be kind of moved around to that cornerback position where, I mean, he was a jack of all trades, but he gives me, Sabur gives me similar vibes to Kwan Martin, as I was just saying, where he can kind of do both a little bit and do it at a high level. So adding him into a mix, you know, with Demetrius Hill will, I mean, be big for him. And Aaron, it's just another tool for Aaron Henry in that defense.
All right. Now, another DB. This guy, pretty impressive resume, too. He was also a top 500 baseball prospect and apparently was a pretty talented basketball player at Blackhawk Community College. He scored over 1,000 points on the hardwood as well. Do you think having that multi-sport athleticism, you know, being able to do multiple things helps to go into your main focus? Obviously, his main focus now is going to be football. But what do you think that basketball resume also brings this young man to his kind of tool set?
Oh, definitely. And that's Mac Resetic, that is. We didn't mention his name. But, I mean, I think playing multiple sports is huge for even a high school player, college player. I mean, he's not going to play in the college level both sports. And I'm
sure.
But, I mean,
not that we know, at least.
I think it kind of shows that, I don't know, you're not afraid to do everything. You're not afraid to go the extra mile and just playing those more sports, keeping yourself in shape and kind of getting to your ultimate goal. But, I mean, like you said, he was pretty good in all sports. So
I mean, basketball, he's got to have a good vertical, so that'll lend his, you know, specialty going up for those jump balls against receivers.
Yep. There's a lot of things you could take from each sport to bring into football and your mechanics. Really. I mean, especially as like a defensive back or wide receiver, there's so many drills that they'll do that kind of fall into other sports. And, I mean, hey, to have that already in your back pocket is, I mean, pretty big for him. And I think he'll bring in a lot to that Illinois backfield.
Yeah. And also another Illinois native guy. He's from Spring Valley, Illinois. Mm-hmm. So being able to stay home in state, have your family come and watch, definitely a big draw for him. 6'1", 210. So, yeah. Looks good. It definitely seems that defense continues to have the carousel running and a lot of talent coming into the pool here with Illinois.
Yeah, and it's never a bad thing to have more defensive backs. I mean, there's just so many and so many are rotating where it's never a bad thing to have too many, with Illinois especially, too.
Right, especially if you're playing bigger packages, defending that pass. You know, you've got a lot of options to be able to kind of throw out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And moving on to a defensive player, Pat Farrell. Another Illinois guy.
Yeah, St. Rita.
And what's great is Illinois starting to bring in those Illinois products where they've struggled to do before, unless it's a lower-end recruit. But they're really starting to bring in those, you know, higher stars. This guy, a three-star outside linebacker, edge kind of guy. Illinois has just done a great job of really developing those outside linebackers as well. And he'll go hand-in-hand with, like, a Gabe Jackis, who's going to be here for another year or two, I believe. But just adding more power to that defense up front, especially after losing a guy like Isaac Darcangelo to the NFL. I know he was just released by the Lions already, but losing out on a few guys and then just adding in another firepower piece like this, it'll add a lot to this team. I'm not sure how much playing time he'll get his first year. I think they still have a lot of good defensive linemen and linebackers that are coming back for another year,
yeah.
So, which is going to make it a little tough for him, but he's definitely somebody that, give him time to develop with that defense and Brett Bielema, and he'll do wonders.
Yeah, put on a little bit of weight too. He's the number 26 rated player in the state of Illinois, so definitely I think that speaks volumes as well, but... yeah, another great addition to the recruiting class, this freshman class that's coming in. It seems like, you know, these new guys have a pretty strong group, a good foundation to build off of. Even if we lose a good amount of guys to the draft this coming season, you've got, you know, more in the ranks just kind of lying in wait and waiting for their turn to show you what they got.
Yeah. And then another defensive guy on the defensive line, Alex Bray. He's not somebody too big in terms of your typical defensive lineman, but he's that kind of tall, built, really tough defensive lineman. I'm trying to think of kind of like a comparison where I don't want to say like a Bosa kind of guy, but he's not that big, you know, pound for pound Aaron Donald kind of guy on the defensive line where he's quick off the edge and really can get to the quarterback quick.
And he's coming in out of Missouri.
Yes.
Looks like a solid kind of edge prospect. Number 75 in his class. Overall, he's top 1,000. But definitely looks like he's got some good numbers here. 59 tackles as a senior in high school. 25 of those for loss. So yeah, like you said, seems to be pretty speedy, whether he's getting into that backfield and getting sacks or he's getting into that backfield and tackling the running back, seems to be able to kind of get around a defense or an offensive line pretty well. So yeah, the defense is looking really strong.
It is.
It seems like that's where they're kind of building a lot going into the future here is a lot of defensive prospects, which like you said, not terrible. You want to have those options and be able to kind of show those different packages to your opposition.
And the Illinois defense is getting the recognition too. I mean, if you look at a lot of the rankings going into next year in terms of like the top defenses in all of college football, Illinois is up there. I mean, people are starting to know about this Illinois defense with a lot of returners on the defense.
Last year, wasn't their defense ranked like
it's one of the top
five?
Yeah, especially they were ranked number one for a while in opponents' points per game.
Yep.
They were number one until the last couple games where Purdue put up like a 30-piece on them or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, their defense is good. Bringing back guys like Keith Randolph and Johnny Newton and then some guys in the backfield, Matthew Bailey and Gabe Jackis. And then they're just good. They're good, and hopefully this recruiting trend keeps coming.
Yeah, maybe top five defense again this year. We'll have to see what happens, but they're building. They're building here in Champaign.
Most definitely. And one of those pieces also being added, another guy as we wrap this up, Desmond Schuster. Coming from a community college, Hutchinson, and he's just another piece on that offensive line, a little bit of a bigger guy that's able to kind of really push you off the offensive line. He held a couple other D1 offers. I know he's the number 19th overall JUCO prospect and number two interior. Oh, sorry. He's an offensive lineman.
Yep.
That's what I meant to say. On defensive side, he's not afraid to push you off the line. But yeah, he was number two interior offensive lineman, JUCO, in his class. Just adding another piece. They're going to lose. They lost a few guys this year. Alex Pilstrom to the NFL and Polchewski. So yep. Getting another guy to hopefully come in right away next to Adams on that offensive line, it's going to be big for them because it's going to be a little bit of a change.
Right. And 311 pounds, I mean, that's not somebody that a defensive lineman's just going to be able to toss aside. Yeah. Like, that's a big guy you're having to get around and kind of move out of your way if you're trying to get to the quarterback. But, I mean, coming out of JUCO, a lot of guys are kind of taking that route before they make that jump to, like, the D1 level. So I don't think that's really a knock against him.
No,
if anything, I think it gives him a little bit of an edge and something to prove a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, talent's talent. And, I mean, if he's the number two interior offensive lineman, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, like you said, I think it's better to go somewhere and at least play and maybe dominate, then go somewhere and sit for 2 years and not continue to get those reps. And now he went to JUCO. He's going to come to Illinois, hopefully have a big impact, and just hopefully carry his momentum from JUCO college over to Illinois. And, you know, he hasn't had much rest, so he's able to get in and just pound for pound and hopefully help Luke Altmaier at quarterback and prevent the sacks. Well, that'll wrap it up here on the Rookie and the Vet. I was about to shout my old podcast. There's always something falling at the end of every episode.
We got to do some work. Maybe take a week off and just do some interior design or something.
But we'll do it on Rookie and the Vet. You can find us on any podcast streaming platform as well as watching us on YouTube. And we'll see you next time. If you ever have any recommendations, find us on Twitter. In terms of what we can talk about, you know, we're coming to these summer months where it's going to get a little dull, but football is right around the corner.
Yeah, football's coming up.
A lot to talk about with that.
Always can talk about some MLB baseball. Mm-hmm. NBA finals are about to start, so.
Yeah, that'll do it on Rookie and the Vet, and we'll see you next time.